You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I have now seen and I have heard it all. Maybe one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Did I see what I think I saw happen in
Sam,
there?
Sam, you did. You did.
What's going on?
Let me just ask the group.
What happened?
Hang on, Dan. I'm getting to it. I got to tell a story here. When do you think the last time the carpets in this entire building were vacuumed? By that, I mean which decade?
Well, the new crew, we do have a new cleaning crew here in the building, new as in the last couple of months. She is fantastic, and she vacuums
She's great.
Everything but the studios every day.
Because you can't vacuum the studios when people are on the air, and we're on the air, this radio station, all day long.
Now, the carpet the carpet in particular that we're talking about, the ones that you guys are currently seated upon, have not been vacuumed probably since, when was the building built?
Last century?
We moved in 2006.
So let's go ahead and call it 1999.
No, because it was Vanguard back then, and the carpets were brand new when we moved in. But I can honestly tell you I've never seen a vacuum in this room. So
19 years.
Okay, I have one question for them before we get to the topic at hand.
Okay.
The carpets have not been whatever in a while. I get it. That's fine. The second question is, how much do you all love dark chocolate?
Not that much.
Nope. How much do you love dark chocolate is hard and a little waxy on the outside? I don't mean melted chocolate. I mean dark chocolate.
Do you have something for me to taste test?
Yes, Dan, come on in.
Okay.
So Dana is eating some Russell Stover's chocolate-covered strawberries.
Ooh.
Valentine's Day kind of stuff, right?
Heavy they hitter. Brought them for the group ahead of Valentine's Day.
How come we've not had any?
Because I told you, you must not have been listening in the newsroom, Russell Stover's brought chocolate-covered strawberries.
So she's eating a chocolate-covered strawberry.
They are so good.
A large piece, and I'm sitting here just looking at my email. A large piece of dark chocolate falls to the uncleaned carpet, and I, out of the corner of my eye, I saw it all, and she bends over and picks it up.
I
less than 5 seconds?
Yeah, it was less than 5 seconds.
Well, what's the problem happen in real time.
And then throws that piece of chocolate into her mouth, and then almost as if to cut me off at the pass, says, "This chocolate is so good. Yes, I did just eat it off this dirty carpet."
It was just one large piece. And by the way, it was not strawberry side down.
There you go.
It was exterior side down. And this is a very hard, waxy chocolate. It has to be waxy.
I see no problem with this.
Thank you, Dan. When was the last time you ate something off the floor? Don't lie.
Off of my kitchen floor, probably 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay.
Off of this floor? Never. Ever.
I don't know. We never get sick, Scott. Maybe it's because I eat chocolate off the floor.
It's because I ate boogers and dirt when I was a kid.
I'm a germaphobe. I don't eat things off the floor. Touches the floor, going in the trash.
So you know that every year when there's the Super Bowl, they pre-print t-shirts and merch for both teams.
Yep.
I did not know this. They also do it for the AFC and NFC championship games. They print winners and winners. Because in case either team wins, they can immediately put on their t-shirts and their hats, conference champions, et cetera. We all know that these t-shirts for the losing team go to foreign countries. Yeah,
they go out of the country, correct.
Now we know the five that this year's Chiefs win the Super Bowl t-shirts and hats are going to.
They all say three-peat on them.
Probably. But we now know the five countries where they're – I guess they pick a different five countries every year.
Okay.
So this year, the merch – just talking about it's making you mad.
It's just wasteful, but there's no other way to do it. So
correct.
They can't print millions of We Won shirts.
But it's not wasteful because it's going to clothe people who are less advantaged.
Okay.
So this year, if you would like a Chiefs three-peat T-shirt, you will need to go buy it off of the back of somebody in Ukraine,
okay,
Mongolia,
okay,
Georgia, Estonia, or Latvia.
Huh, interesting.
Did you also see, for all of those knuckleheads that said, I'm not watching this Super Bowl, we're banning, I'm not doing it, it's so stupid,
never
it's
rigged.
Never
watching the NFL again.
The Chiefs cheat, I'm never going to watch. Okay, the numbers are in. It was the most watched Super Bowl ever. Now, I'd love to see the breakdown, what happened after halftime, and then certainly third into fourth quarter, because that was about the time, if you were in Kansas City, you were turning it off. But the numbers are in. It was the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
It had an average of 126 million viewers, and it peaked at 100, and this was between 7 and 7:15. Game started at 5:30, so that would be the halftime show.
Yeah.
It peaked during the halftime at 136 million. So say what you want about Kendrick Lamar.
And 100 million people went, who is that on stage and what is he singing?
Wow.
Which, by the way, somebody posted a meme on Facebook, and I'm just going off memory here. And it said, white people watch the halftime show and say they can't understand a word coming out of Kendrick Lamar's mouth and then go listen to Pearl Jam.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Right.
One of his backup dancers was arrested.
That is correct.
No way.
Yes. Yeah. Hang on. Wait.
So it was originally said that this was somebody who, rushed the field, per se.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reports came out. No, he came straight out of the car that was on the middle of that field. And he had a flag in his hand that
two flags.
The NFL did not appreciate.
So this dancer was one of four. Now I'm going off memory again because I thought I had the story right in front of me. One of 400 dancers that was on the field for the halftime performance.
Now, nobody saw this on the TV broadcast because at the time, Kendrick was – so, it was – they had the five different portions of stage. At the time, Kendrick was in the middle portion of the stage. The car was off to the left, so it was not seen on the broadcast. But if you were in the stadium, you saw one of the dancers get out of the clown car because they had it set up so that people could come from under the stage and walk out of the car like there's 50 people in the car.
And he stood on the car.
And he pulled a flag out of his pocket.
And it said the top – it was actually one flag with two different flags on it.
Yep.
The first – the one on top said Sudan. The one below it said Gaza.
The NFL has now revealed that the man has been banned for life. He cannot attend any NFL games or enter stadiums in the future.
So they tackled him, they arrested him, and they tried to book him into jail.
Tried?
There was one problem.
What?
He didn't break any laws. He was supposed to be
there. He was supposed to be there,
Scott. He was an invited guest.
Hmm.
So they tried to come up with some way to charge him to keep him in jail, and the judge was like, he was invited. What do you mean?
At best, you might get him on disturbing the peace. Maybe.
Listen to this quote.
He has since been released.
The individual hid the item on his person and unveiled it late in the show. No one involved with the production was aware of the individual's intent. This person probably doesn't care that he'll never go to an NFL game again if they can somehow enforce that. But if you are a dancer to the extent that you have been invited to dance during a halftime show with any of the performers, will he ever perform again?
No, he will not.
The answer is no.
Didn't they have to chase him down? Didn't he start?
I don't know. It wasn't on TV.
He was tackled right off of the stage. So if they had to chase him down, it was for three steps.
The thing is, look at it. Don't make this about war or about this specific flag. You cannot have a performer divert from what that performer is there to do, and that is perform in that halftime show. For any reason, you don't want a performer to go out there and take a microphone and start screaming about the price of orange juice right now. You just can't have that.
No, he has probably performed his last choreographed dance for any artist for the rest of his life.
And from the text line, once you are asked to leave and you don't, that's trespassing. There was never time for them to say, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled the flag out.
Yeah,
he unfurled
the
it.
Aftermath.
He was tackled.
But for what? You weren't on TV. Most people in the stands probably couldn't make out what was written on the flag anyway.
Making a statement that was not supported by the NFL.
I don't even know that it was supported or not supported. He was a disturbance in a very choreographed performance.
End of story.
That's it.
Yeah.
He thought that he was doing something.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Kendrick's people that said he's not supposed to be there. Take him out. You know?
It was the NFL.
Right. So the NFL saw something they didn't like.
Which was somebody having an opinion.
Right.
And they took him out. But I mean, with respect to this guy, do you think you changed a mind?
No.
Do you think anybody thought, you know, now that I've seen those flags?
Well, the rich people in the stadium
couldn't care less.
Yeah.
And the people at home were going, who is this and what is he singing? Where's Elton John? I don't understand.
You're really bitter about that halftime show.
I just think they had to pair it with somebody I've heard of.
Well, apparently enough Americans wanted to see him that 135, because that's what it peaked at, 135 million, it peaked at halftime.
They wanted to see the Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yep. They got the young eyeballs who came to watch football that they might not have otherwise watched.
And he is, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again, yep. He is the biggest rapper in the world right now.
I want to read what our beloved Patrick Mahomes tweeted after the game. I appreciate all the love and support from Chiefs Kingdom. I let you all down today. I will always continue to work and try and learn and be better for it. I want to give thanks to God for every opportunity he has given me. We will be back.
He's such a class act.
He's such a class act.
There were so many opportunities to blame somebody.
He did not.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the New York Post. It's out of New Orleans. Louisiana police are investigating whether Telemundo Super Bowl reporter Aiden Manzano from Kansas City was drugged before he was found dead in a New Orleans hotel room as a previous victim of the suspect alleged that she left him for dead in a similar plot years ago. Manzano, 27 years old, who was an anchor and a reporter for Telemundo Kansas City, was in New Orleans to cover the Super Bowl. He was last seen on security cameras being lured into a hotel by the so-called Bourbon Street hustler, Danette Colbert, 48 years old, who was found with his cell phone, I don't think we knew that, and his credit card, we did know that.
Oh, yeah.
In her home. The Kenner Police Department, Kenner, Louisiana Police Department, telling reporters yesterday that Colbert has a history of drugging men and stealing from them.
Okay, cue the rage. Because I said this yesterday, this is not theft. Drugging men and robbing them is not theft. And in this case, it's murder.
Yep.
Read this headline, Scott. Listen to this. This is the headline. How does someone have that many previous charges and they are free? Danette Colbert, suspect in tragedy of Super Bowl reporter death, pleaded guilty in 2015. Pleaded guilty in 2017, and pleaded guilty in 2019. Those are just three cases on top of the other cases of men coming out of the woodwork to say this happened to them.
The real infuriating part of this story, and it's all infuriating, but if you really want the heads to explode, you have to scroll down to the bottom of the Post story that Scott has in his hand. In 2022, in Nevada, she appeared for two separate court cases that were felonies. They would have put her behind bars. Of course, the guys were too embarrassed to testify in court about what happened. However, last year, she was found guilty of fraud and doing all the stuff that she allegedly does in New Orleans. The judge granted her probation.
And it's not just that, Sam. It's not just New Orleans. It's Vegas. I am screaming this from the rooftops, men. If you are on a buddy trip, if you are on a work trip, if you are on a golf trip, do not wear your luxury watch. These rings of people are looking for the watch because that signals what? That you have cash in the safe in your hotel, that maybe, you know. Here's another thing I'm going to tell you. If a bartender asks, where are y'all staying? What are you in town? You're in town? Great. Where are y'all staying? You answer that one way and one way only, in town. You do not say, I'm staying at the Marriott in just down at the Marriott. You just say in town.
So here's this story from a guy named David Butler, who's 52 years old. He claims he was one of the victims who met Colbert at a French Quarter bar in New Orleans in November 2021. Butler said Colbert and another woman approached him and offered him a cocktail. After enjoying the drink, he quickly started to feel disoriented and needed help getting back to his hotel. She ushered me into some kind of black Suburban that was literally right outside.
Yep.
And that's the last thing I remember that night. A property manager found Butler passed out on the floor, shook him awake. With the victim finding his phone and his wallet gone, his credit cards used to make $1,000 charges at Best Buy and Walmart. More than $80,000 that Butler had stashed away in a cryptocurrency account for retirement was also gone.
Wire fraud, which is one of the charges that she is facing in this case, and one of the charges that she was found guilty of in the case where she got 5 years probation. Wire fraud in the state of Louisiana, up to 10 years in prison.
She has a consistent playbook with both incidents in 2022 occurring in Las Vegas, July 9th and January 17th, and involved her reportedly hooking up with men at casinos, either drugging or assaulting them, and then robbing them of more than $50,000 worth of cash, thousands of dollars in casino chips, expensive jewelry, and other credit cards, according to the Las Vegas Journal. Listen to this. Yeah. She plays a confidence game. She is a career criminal. All of her crimes are against people, and she does access device fraud. Think about that.
What does that mean?
Once someone has your cell phone, think of all of the things they can get into if you are incapacitated, Scott. I'm not going to go into it, but once they have your cell phone and you are not present, they can get into all of it. And that is what these rings of people are doing. And in her case, to Sam's point, she just kept doing it again and again and again. And all of those charges against her were dropped in 2022. She was charged with two counts of administering a drug to aid in the commission of a felony. And in 2022, the charges were dropped. I think men wake up and they think, oh, my God, what happened? Did I talk to her? Like, all of the things, women, that we always like second guess ourselves if something goes wrong, which we should not be doing either. I think it's magnified with men, Scott, because let's say she's like, can I buy you a drink? And you go, okay. You don't remember the next 15 hours when you're drugged like this.
But let me ask you both a question, and I'm not trying to be smug and I'm not trying to be cruel. But like in the case of this David Butler, who claims that she approached him with another woman
yep.
in 2022, and she offered to buy him a cocktail, his words, not mine. Why would you as a man accept a cocktail from a woman who is gross?
Because, Scott, in some of these cases, they are working in tandem with other people. Okay? So we don't know in this case, but I will tell you generally what I have learned since this happened to two friends of mine is it's not one person. We're already hearing that there was a waiting car in that guy's case. There was a SUV waiting right there outside.
And another woman with her allegedly
so
at the bar.
I am not going to stop screaming about this. I want she can rot in hell. I hope she never sees the light of day again. This is bigger than her, Scott. I want them to question people at the hotels where these men were staying. I want them to question the people who worked at the bars where these men were staying. There is no way one woman has gotten away with this for so long without people in on this with her.
Then why is there not a crackdown in New Orleans on this sort of behavior? If I'm the mayor, I am screaming from the rooftop, you are killing the one business we can rely on, and that's tourists.
Bad publicity. Look at how long
she got away with it. Look at how long. Why do you think that she got away with it this long? Be honest. Just say it. Let's just say what this is.
Because it would draw
corruption.
Attention.
I'm going to go one step further. They don't want the PR, Scott. They don't want the bad press. They want the men to go home, say, oh, my God, I lost $2,500.
Never to come back
again.
I'm
alive. I'll never go back again. Now police want me to fly back to make a statement. I'd rather just forget about it. These are the men that we know about in this last week since Aiden was murdered. These are the men we know about. How many men do you think are out there between Las Vegas and New Orleans? You're kidding yourself if you don't think it's hundreds of men that this has happened to.
I bet it's thousands.
And if they're married,
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. A story here from Channel 9. Well, before we get to that, shocked. Dana goes, have any schools canceled for tomorrow yet? And I've been looking at all the local news sites. So far, none. So far, none have officially canceled.
Some companies have already sent out the all call to not show up.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm starting to see businesses, too. Just saying, hey, we're going to take, just to be careful.
Yeah,
work from home.
T was already told this morning, you're working from home tomorrow. I'm sure Sarah will get the same memo. A former Shawnee, Kansas pastor who attacked his family and set their house on fire to hide financial problems has pleaded guilty in connection with the incident. Matthew Richards, charged with 5 counts of attempted murder.
God.
1 count of aggravated arson after the September 2023 incident.
You remember this?
I
this
do
was
remember
like
it.
The crazy guy that. Mm-hmm. The fire is what I remember.
The victims were his wife and their 5 children.
And they were all stabbed.
Oh, they were. That's right.
They were all stabbed, some of them multiple times.
Probable cause documents state police received several 911 calls about a house fire that day, and a child called 911 to say their father was chasing them with a knife. How long is he going to go to prison?
Do you remember this was all over? I had debt that I was hiding from my wife, and I believe they were about to lose their house. Does that sound, remember this,
yes,
Scott?
Yes, I do.
Literally someone was about to sell it on the courthouse steps or had sold it.
It had already been sold on the courthouse steps. The new owners were supposed to take possession of the home on Saturday.
Huh.
This news broke on Friday.
Contrary to a recent social media post from a high-ranking government official, Starliner astronaut Sunita Williams says she and crewmate Butch Wilmore have not been virtually abandoned in space, despite a mission that has been extended for a little more than 1 week to now more than 9 months. I don't think I'm abandoned. I don't think we're stuck up here. We've got food. We've got clothes. We have a ride home in case anything really bad does happen to the International Space Station. Can I ask a question here then?
Yeah.
If they already do have a ride home, if something, quote, really bad happens, why don't they take that ride home?
That would be the escape pod.
Let's use it.
Well, then you don't have one for the other people that are there.
Are we really going to keep sending people up there?
Well, I mean, not
raise
on a Boeing Starliner, that's for sure.
Raise your hand if you'd like to go.
I'm sitting on mine. NASA is finalizing plans to bring Williams and Will Moore back to Earth along with their 2 space station crewmates, Nick Haig and a cosmonaut, Alexander Gorbunov, around March 19th. That would shorten their extended stay in orbit by about 2 weeks compared to a previous plan for late March or early April. Okay. I say we get on the escape pod, kids.
Isn't that something out of a horror movie? Get to the escape pod!
You know,
that's literally something out of Alien.
And you know they're going to make a movie about this. They would have to.
There are a lot of things that we read stories about where I think to myself, I could go through that.
No.
Like, no way.
You know, people who swim for a really long time and they get found by the Coast Guard. I'm like, man, could I swim for 16 hours in the ocean?
No.
In this situation, I would lose my mind in like 5 minutes.
How long could you last at the International Space Station?
If I knew I wasn't getting off anytime soon?
Do I have chocolate-covered strawberries?
We don't.
I had one. It was delicious.
How long? I would never, ever, like, I don't have the skill set, the know-how, the knowledge, or the to go up and do anything like
that.
And so my hat's off to anyone where that is your life and that you want to go explore. If I was up there, I believe the tagline is, no one can hear you scream in space.
Correct.
I would have a heart attack and die on the way up. Get up there.
Okay, but if you did, how long could you remain cooped up in a little cylinder, metal cylinder, in space?
Thinking I'm going to die every single second?
Now, the view is great. You have a great view of the
Earth.
You
know what? The view was great in Alaska off of that ship for about 2 days. And then on day 3, I don't need to see any more fjords.
I loved the Alaskan cruise I went on.
2 days, Scott.
Fjord.
Last 2 days.
What is a fjord?
I don't know, but I...
It is a narrow channel that cuts deep into a valley that has water in it.
Started talking about it, I thought it was not Bajord. Fjord. It
does, Bajord.
It's a little difficult to pronounce.
48 seconds. I would last 48 seconds.
A Florida mom who has filed a lawsuit after her OnlyFans involvement prevented her from volunteering at her children's school has had her complaint dismissed.
Don't say her name. She doesn't need any more publicity.
By a judge. I'll just say her initials are VT, whose child attended Sand Lake Elementary School in Orange County, Florida, says she felt humiliated, judged, and so isolated after her sexually explicit pictures were anonymously leaked to the school principal in July of 2021, an exposure that led to her removal from the school's volunteer program. But nearly 4 years on, in a 2-year legal battle, VT has lost her fight for reinstatement as a volunteer at the school, as well as her appeal for monetary damages that she sought for privacy infringement.
Do you have a right to volunteer? A right to volunteer?
No.
I think the answer is no.
Do you have any expectation of privacy when you put naked pictures of yourself on OnlyFans?
No.
I didn't think so either.
No, she is. Well, this is another one of those where you could look at it as a publicity stunt, which is why I said not to say her name. I guarantee you her views went up after she filed this lawsuit 4 years ago. I remember talking about this lawsuit 4 years ago. Good.
I hate to pile on for all of the things that drive me crazy, but I'm going to miss Festivus, and so I'm piling on. Did you hear there was a stabbing involving a steakhouse owner during a gender reveal party?
No. Those are so dumb.
Of all the things that need to just stop, is the gender reveal party at the top of that list or top five? Be honest.
Was it well done?
We've had people.
You're just going to let that one
get
slide?
Out. We have. And
nice.
By the way, this was fatal. We've had a grandmother killed by an explosive ordnance when someone thought it would be a good idea to set off explosives. Mm-hmm. Why are we still doing this?
They are becoming more rare.
I don't like the word rare, Sam. I think it's not as get out.
Get we have seen some that involved fire, that
out.
It was charred.
Why are we still doing this? No one cares what you're having. Outside of your immediate family.
What happened to the good old days?
Just pick up the phone and call them and tell them.
Yeah, what happened to the good old days of sending a letter or, you know, a nice little card? Why do we have to have a party for everything?
Sean and I found out when we were visiting Italy in 2000. We found out in Rome that she was pregnant.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so I remember we ran to a pharmacia. And we got a test. We go back to the hotel. She takes a test. And sure enough, we're expecting our first child. We're very excited. We're very excited. And the next day, we go shopping. And we bought a very small child's shoe.
Yeah.
And when we got back to the States, we're over at my mom's.
You just buy one shoe?
No, we bought the pair.
I was going to say, that'd be odd.
No.
Is it missing a leg?
We just stole the display shoe
Focus!
And ran out.
Both of you, focus. Get out. So we bought a pair of kids' baby shoes.
Got really angry.
You said you bought a shoe. Go ahead.
Well, we bought one shoe for my mom and one shoe for her mom.
Okay.
Okay, so we bought a pair of shoes that we were going to give. And I remember, I think, if I remember this correctly, we're at dinner with my mom, and we put the shoe next to her plate. And my mom's like, huh? Oh! And
that's a lovely story, but may I just say
that was the only reveal
we've
ever done.
Only Scott Parks is so cheap that during his gender reveal, he doesn't just buy two little pair of shoes. He buys one pair and then makes both grandparents think the kid's going to come out with one leg.
That's not what anybody thought.
No, that's why she was confused, because it was one shoe. I did the same thing. It was a pair of little booties, but
yeah,
I presented both grandparents with a pair.
Well, we weren't going to use the pair. We weren't going to ask for the shoe back. So we just needed one shoe for each parent.
That's a lovely story,
Scott.
Thank
you, Sam.
Lovely story.
It's rare that we did that, but we did it well done.
There was a lot at stake.
All right. You know what?
Quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here at KMBZ. So he is in a new Valentine's Day campaign for a fashion brand named Reformation. Pete Davidson, the Saturday Night Live alum, is tattoo free. They're gone.
All of them?
Apparently. You know, he had 200 tattoos.
I do find it hard to believe that he's already gotten all of them removed solely because of the pain that that puts your body through.
Well, and the time.
Yeah.
Like the time it would take to do that.
He said that, quote, the ink is almost gone. He said he's had 200 tattoos removed, said it is horrible.
Yeah, so they came out with those pictures. He's in underwear and a T-shirt, and it looks like his skin is fresh and new and... That's shaved. Not what happens when you remove tattoos.
He says they've got to burn off a layer of your skin. Then it has to heal for like 6 to 8 weeks, kind of like a broken toe. And you can't get in the sunlight, and you've got to do it like 12 more times.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that you know, they took those pictures, they airbrushed them, touched them up. Because there's no way that they're already so gone that his skin looks new again.
I mean, and these tattoos are dumb. He had a number of tattoos for past love interests, SpongeBob SquarePants, Rocky, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Hillary Clinton. Now, I know he's had a problem with substance abuse in the past. I'm going to hope that the Hillary Clinton one and the SpongeBob were, I'm under the influence and I just want to go get another tattoo. Because those are dumb.
I don't know. To each his own.
I mean, have you seen his dating past? Would you get tattoos for those women?
He has a very healthy...
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Good for her. She's hot.
Don't Google it, but, you know.
There's a lot of them.
He is very popular with the ladies, and we will leave it at that.
He's got a good personality.
Let me tell you this.
We all know why he's popular with the ladies.
Well, I just said don't Google it.
It ain't his looks.
Well, I think he's darling, and here's the other deal.
Funny.
He's funny.
Yeah.
And funny... is so important.
And he brings a lot to the relationship.
Okay. All right. Okay. I told you not to Google it.
I didn't.
Bless his heart.
Just word on the street is.
I will tell you this.
That I envy him.
I know someone who got to spend a weekend with him. Professionally.
Really? Oh.
Professionally.
Like, wow.
And they said he was the nicest guy.
No doubt.
Signed all the autographs, did all the things, didn't have some inflated ego. Ooh, speaking of Pete Davidson, speaking of SNL, did you see Sunday night is the 50th anniversary?
Yes.
They have videos that they're playing now during this teaser where they are showing all of your favorite cast members over the years, all of their audition tapes.
Oh, really?
Yes. And one of the things, because you know how much I love Kristen Wiig. Oh my gosh, I love Kristen Wiig. Almost every single character she brought out during her audition ended up being a hit on the show,
really?
Like the Target lady.
Huh.
Where she comments about all of the things you're buying. That. She literally does that in her audition. Huh. And then they showed all of the other characters.
Like Chevy Chase. And
oh my gosh.
Eddie Murphy.
Scott, I cannot wait to watch that on Sunday.
Huh. Yeah, that'll be fun. Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it is Friday, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Do you care to guess the average, national average cost for a dozen roses this year?
$34.
$34 for a dozen roses.
Yeah.
You're not even in the ballpark.
Are you serious?
Triple that.
Yep. $90.50. Now that's... That's in an arrangement.
Wait. What kind of arrangement? A gold vase?
No.
It is a 2% increase from last year. The states where a dozen roses will cost you the most, Hawaii, number one, at $143. Texas, number two, at $110. Washington State, $107. States where it is the cheapest to buy a dozen roses, California, $68, number one.
Okay.
Indiana, number two cheapest, 74. And strangely, Alaska.
Well, yeah, they've got to ship everything there.
At 76, that's why it would not be the cheapest.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, you're saying the cheapest.
Alaska is the third cheapest state to buy a dozen roses on Valentine's
Day. Where do they grow them?
Alaska is, or check that, Hawaii, where you would think roses grow everywhere.
Can I just give everybody
a hint? Number one most expensive.
Right now, forget the roses. I'm telling you, go to Trader Joe's. They have the best flowers. Get some hydrangeas. Get some green stuff to shove in that vase. Sprinkle a little of that stuff in there that looks like salt. Stir. Boom. They last 2 weeks.
Have fun.
It's like $14.
Tell Don Henley I said hello.
I will.
Whoa, simmer down. He's 80 years old. That is a senior citizen. Michael Mackey coming up right after the news with Dan Weinbaum here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.